My people, I would encourage you this day. Do not be faint-hearted where your prayers and intercessions are concerned, but ever come before me and allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you. For you do not know what to pray, unless I reveal those things that are upon my heart, unless I show you. For there are many prayers that come before me, but they are not led by my Spirit. They're coming out of man's ideas, man's emotions. But I desire to lead and guide you, that your prayers will be effectual before me, that you would indeed pray the prayer of faith, that I would hear and answer. But unless the Holy Spirit leads and guides and anoints you, you do not really know how to pray. So my people, make yourselves available and come before me, and come that you may be taught and led by my Spirit, so that you may pray and supplicate, that you may receive those things that would be upon my heart by my Spirit, so that you will pray effectively. For indeed the Lord desires that his house will be a house of prayer, and that you will come before him to pray both individually and corporately. For the Lord desires to glorify his name through your prayers and your intercessions. But you will never be able to pray naturally just with the mind. Allow the Holy Spirit to take over, that he may pray, that you may pray in the Spirit and not in the flesh. And that is why I've come baptizing you, that you in the Spirit, that you may know how to pray and intercede and to war also against the powers of darkness. For you wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities. And the Spirit is come baptizing you, that you can wager that warfare against the powers of darkness in your prayers and intercessions. So allow my Spirit to teach you in this area, says the Lord.